Sports Betting Show, coming out of Bob McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Dix.
Hi, baby. No.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wire.
Good day, Tony.
How you doing, Paul?
Not bad. Got smacked a little last night. It'll happen.
That'll happen after a good weekend.
2-4. I mean, Syracuse, fuck off.
That'll happen.
Win it outright and then don't cover.
Overtime is where dogs go to die. I was 2-2, 1-1 in basketball, 1-1 on the ice. So, Raldi, how was your night last night?
Not great. How we doing? 1-2 on the road. But we did get the Bees. Big 7-0 win going into L.A., but the Cougars, full, just no show.
Full no show by the Cougars.
I'd be more worried about that other team.
Which one? Capitals are dead.
They had a little bit of fight in them at least.
They did.
But they couldn't get it done, so.
Did you do okay last night? Or?
Hey, Tony, I got a saying here. You're either hot or you're due. And what it sounds like here, this show is really due.
So you're saying,
I went 2-3. I stopped.
I mean, the guy had fucking plus 37 units on the weekend.
How many units you want?
One down day and you're burying the guy?
Jeez.
No, dude, I said as a show, we're due.
Okay.
Last night, not the best night. This night.
There is some fade mitt rumblings on the internet I've seen.
I hate that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, though. I have been doing pretty shitty coming back from this All-Star break. I have not had a winning day. It stinks.
If there's fade mitt, just don't watch.
Or watch, and you can fade me. I really don't care. I'm trying to make picks to make myself money and the listeners money.
That a baby.
Smart.
Hey, that a baby.
Smart.
Well, maybe here's what your issue is. You got fucking Lakers in your head. Get them out of your head, okay? They're done. They stink.
Well, tonight it's a hard, hard game not to bet the Lakers. They're getting 5 points, Tony.
Okay, so we have NBA tonight. We have NHL tonight.
Yep.
We have college ball tonight. Tournament starts tonight, Bo.
Hell yeah.
I got a couple tournament picks.
Hell yeah.
You got any tournament games mixed in there?
Sure, why not?
Sure you do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fuck heavy night.
Any footy on the horizon?
There's a game tomorrow. Leicester's tied 0-0 right now. Maybe hoping they'll snag a late one here.
Baseball's not looking great.
I'm officially concerned. A lot of baseball to bet on. Baseball's very good to bet on.
We have till 5 o'clock Eastern, I think.
No,
that's the MLB put that.
Yeah, it's dead.
No, the best offer's out there. I haven't made a decision yet.
The best offer is the same shit offer they've been making all along.
No. Which side are you against right now?
The MLB.
No, the players just made their last best offer.
Yeah, it's not. I wouldn't worry about it. Fucking Manfred's fucking teeing up fucking balls on the fucking
top. I kind of respect.
He's an asshole.
I kind of respect what Manfred.
You're gonna lose. I don't know, man. I mean, people are gonna come back and watch, but goddamn, dude, like your sport's dying and you can't figure it out.
Well, I don't think that a lot of people have been saying that, and I don't think the people at the top of baseball like baseball, which is might be the issue.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure it out.
And if we don't, I mean, fuck.
We'll figure it out.
Kill baseball.
We'll figure it out.
Send
conference
it.
Tournaments are to start. And, I mean, March Madness is going to get us through March.
Yeah, we'll, checks out. It's a good statement.
We will worry about baseball in April.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And by then, we got playoffs coming around and all the other sports. Yeah. So,
fucking NC Dinos will be back on the field.
Fucking Masters is coming up. First weekend of April.
Can't wait.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So we'll figure that out. All that will be figured out, okay?
Yep.
Right now, we just need to figure out winners for tonight. You liking any of the information coming out of the any of the information coming out of the NFL today going to influence your betting at all?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it seems like Colts aren't sold on Carson. Seemed like Mitch is going to get a starting job somewhere. There's some news bouncing around today. It seems like Raji's going to be a Packer.
Do you think Jimmy G put off his surgery so the Niners will have trouble moving him?
No, because they said he's going to be able to throw beginning of July.
Yeah.
So I don't think teams are going to be worried about that. I think it might be like we just saw with come out with Joe Burrow that wait and see and rest it a little bit, see if it'll heal on its own before you have to go under the knife. A lot of people do that. It doesn't always work out. Sometimes it does, but, you know, sometimes you got to go under the knife.
Good luck.
For who, Jimmy G or?
Burrow.
You're saying he should get surgery?
I don't know. It just always feels like when they do, like, when Chris Sale did this for, what, 2 years? Didn't need Tommy John. He was fine.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. It just feels like you're delaying the inevitable. Just get it done.
I'm going to say this. I think the number's a little short on the 160 for the Packers to win the division. At this point, it sounds like everything Aaron's kind of saying, it sounds like everything the Packers are saying or doing, lean to him coming back to the Packers. And I think minus 160, I'll be honest, it seems a little short.
Right.
When he officially comes back, what do you think that number goes to in the division?
250?
I bet you it goes, yeah. So I'll say it right now, I think minus 160 is a little too short.
Yeah, lay the juice, fuck it.
What do you think, Mitt?
Sorry, what are we talking about right now? Oh, I was cutting cameras. I was so focused.
I love you, dude. Oh, you're the best.
It's good stuff.
I really, I was so
I said,
focused.
Do you think 160 is too short for Packers to be the favorite to win the NFC North?
No. Like, Aaron Rodgers isn't – I don't see him going anywhere
That's
else.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying it could be, like, minus 300.
Yeah, like, if he's guaranteed to return, it's minus, what, 320? Oh, Devontae Adams guaranteed to return, 400 probably. That's a bad line. I'd take that.
Yeah, baby. That a baby. Your boys are minus 125.
That's not the greatest line.
What do you mean? You don't have trust in the boys?
They got a lot of hype from last year. The Cowboys are the worst covering team in the last, like, 5 years, even with this last year added on. They were the number one covering team this last year, so think about that. They always get juiced lines. That's a horrible one.
I got a long shot for you.
Who is it?
Falcons are the worst odds in the NFC South at plus 490.
Who's the best?
Bucks.
Dude.
Huh?
That's actually – plus 490 is a great bet.
And then the Saints. Who's the Bucks and the Saints and the Panthers, we have no idea who the quarterback is.
Right now, the best quarterback in that division is definitely Matt Ryan.
Hate to agree with the kid.
You know, I mean, the Bucs are going to...
But I have to.
Things pending. The Bucs will get Deshaun Watson.
Oh, is that... Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's... Where else would he... Like, everywhere else he's talked about, where else... You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
That feels like the one.
That's interesting.
They got things to trade.
Huh. Bills are minus 180 in the AFC East. Pats are plus 330. Your Defins are plus 550.
I take a flyer on the Pats there.
Yeah. Ravens are plus 185. Bengals are plus 200.
What are the Steelers?
That's interesting. Plus 500.
To win what are the Browns?
Plus 300.
Oh, what the fuck?
So Bengals win the division, go to the Super Bowl. They're not favorites to win the North.
Yeah, I mean,
it's hard. It's hard to win the North.
It is hard to win back-to-back North for sure.
What were the Ravens again? Sorry, I missed
it. Plus 185.
Yeah, I feel like people are going to be all over the Ravens this year coming back after all those injuries.
I guess.
How are the Steelers last?
Lamar Jackson ever going to play a full season?
I don't know. And he's on a contract here. Who knows what's going to go up that?
He missed a game because of what? A tummy ache?
Well,
he didn't miss much up until then, though, had he?
No, he's been pretty good, yeah. Titans are the favorite to win the South.
See, I would just sprinkle the Colts.
Plus 145.
Colts 145?
Uh-huh.
If I was the Colts right now, just fucking pull the trigger and get Jimmy G.
Sure.
Because what else are you going to do?
Sure. Chiefs are minus 145, that division.
Yeah, I mean. But, like, Jimmy G will run the RPO with Taylor. You got a good O-line. He came from an O-line. He's playing indoors. Like,
yeah, he'll give you a good 6 games a year.
He'll get you to the playoffs.
He's more than 6 games a year.
Look it up.
I assume you have looked up, so I'm not going to fucking argue with you.
You think Carson gives him a better chance to win?
I don't know, but I don't know if Jimmy G gives you a much better chance.
Jimmy G gets that Colts team to the playoffs this year. I guarantee that.
Maybe.
We will all see. This is the beauty of the NFL.
Phillip Rivers took that Colts team to the playoffs.
Exactly.
So.
throwing right. medicine balls.
Hey, everyone's banging on Carson. That defense didn't really show up those last two games either.
Colts defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they did not. Last few.
The last game, for sure.
That defense, weren't terrible. That defense stops getting turnovers. They're a much different defense. All right, let's do college ball for tonight. How many you got?
15, maybe?
15?
I think. Around there. I mean, over a Baker's dozen.
I think I've got 6.
There you go.
So we'll start with you.
We'll start with you. 6.
You want to start with me?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's mix it up.
First and foremost, I'm going to do this because I have to.
Oh, here we go.
Not because I want to.
Yeah.
What?
Just spit it out.
I'm going to take Oakland minus 23. Yep. Versus IUPUI.
What an asshole.
IUPUI has been playing with 6 players.
They're good, though.
One of those players got hurt on Saturday. They are down to 5 players, okay?
Builds character.
They are going into tonight's games with 5 players. They have actually been playing okay with this limited amount of players. What happens if this guy fouls out?
They play
or someone four. Gets hurt? It was a hypothetical fucking question, Mitt. All I'm saying is, like, if it gets to, they get down to 4 players and so on and so forth. Who knows? I mean, this is a lot of points.
What'd you say yesterday? You wouldn't lay over 6?
I did, but this is a special situation. You
lumped 17 on top and said, let's play ball.
This is a special situation. I'm laying 23. 23 with Oakland tonight. And it is, if it was a regular season game, I wouldn't do it, but this is a tournament game. Oakland's got to win the move on.
We got to win by 23.
give me Oakland minus 23 tonight for my first one.
This is the trap of the fucking year. I'll take 10 with Providence.
Okay. Let me in on that one.
I don't know what the fuck, dude. Villanova covered 2 of 7 as a favorite, covered 1 of 5 overall. Friars covered 7 of 9 road games, covered 9 of 10 as a dog, and covered 6 straight as a road dog.
I'm on Providence as well. Villanova's good, sure. And I think they beat them by 3 or 5 the first time they played. And Providence has locked up the Big East, the Middle East, the medium-sized East, and this game pretty much means nothing for Providence, except for, you know, it doesn't mean nothing because of tournament seeding and stuff like that, and this will go on the resume and blah, 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 blah. And for the team that won the conference, 9.5 points is a 9.5, 10 points is a fuck ton of points. So I'll jump on Providence with you there.
All right. There it is.
What happened?
Canceled March 31st, opening day.
Jesus.
Well done.
It's done.
Fucking brilliant. Toledo getting 2.5 at Buffalo. Bulls haven't covered in 4, haven't covered in 4 as a favorite, and the Rockets have covered 7 of 8 road games.
I am on Toledo plus the 2.5 at Buffalo. They are trying to win the MAC. Winning-wise, Toledo and Buffalo have both been incredible. Covering-wise, Toledo has been the much better team. As you said, 7-1 ATS their last 8 road games. Buffalo not been great at home. Or their last 4 overall. So we're both on Toledo plus the 2.5. What just happened?
Fucking James Madison. 7 minutes left.
Bye, baby.
Leicester, go on, lads.
Okay.
Albany. Oh, no, sorry, my bad. Eastern Michigan minus 4.5 versus Western Michigan.
Okay.
Eagles covered 8 of 11 as a favorite, covered 6 of 8 as a home favorite.
I'm off of Maryland Eastern Shore, by the way. They did not show up last night.
So the thing I was going to say, I didn't want to talk you off that. Eastern Shore will, from time to time, just not play basketball.
We got a winner in the other one, but Maryland Eastern Shore did not show up last night. I've been burned
by them a couple occasions like that.
a
lot of people think, like, a lot of respected college basketball handicappers like Eastern Shore, and I have yet to figure it out all year.
Well, I think I'm off of them. I'm not sure I'm going to take Eastern Shore anymore. But my one, like, real favorite tonight, besides obviously the
23 points,
besides the 23-point one, I'm on St. Peter's minus 3.5 at Manhattan. St. Peter's 8-2 ATS in their last 10 road games, 12-4-1 ATS in their last 17 overall. Pretty good fucking squad. And Manhattan's 2-6 ATS in their last 8 as a dog. Give me St. Peter's minus the 3.5 tonight. Hey, Foxy, how are you?
I mean, I just feel like I fell off a horse getting into this chair because thanks to Connor. I know Mitt's moving. Yeah, there we go, moving the camera. I mean, Jesus, Connor.
What are you doing tonight? Michigan, dude. Michigan State?
So this morning, Gumpy tells me the line of the Michigan-Michigan State, right? Game. And when he told me it, yeah, Jesus, come on, dude.
I did not the other side.
Oh, no. Is that you?
No, but anyway. Back to business. So this morning I walk into the office and Gumpy tells me the line. The way I thought Gumpy told me it was that Michigan State was minus 4.5. So I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. They just won. Even Michigan's been kind of on the down streak. They don't have their coach. But I was like, man, that's in Michigan. That is just messed up. They know something I don't know. So then after the show, I go check Michigan State's plus 4.5. I misheard Gumpy. So now I'm just like, oh, this has got to be the easiest bet of all time. Why? If Tom Izzo wins this game, he'll be the all-time winningest coach in Big Ten history. Okay. The history of the conference. Tom Izzo can beat Michigan in Michigan for the record. Got to take the 4.5. I will also sprinkle money line.
You on that game at all?
Absolutely.
Which side?
Michigan State.
That's a lot of points. I'm pretty confused about it. This happened with Iowa. Iowa was a lot of points.
Yeah, but this is different. When you watch Michigan State play Michigan the first game, all Michigan did was put it down low, mm-hmm. and then they ran out of gas. My only concern is Michigan State on the road.
They are 0-4. ATS, their last 4 road games.
Yeah, the road teams covered this game 6 straight.
Classic Big Ten ball, but this one's different.
Michigan, I'm staying away.
Michigan covered 1-5 as a favorite. Like, Michigan hasn't been good as a favorite all year.
And we just beat Purdue. It's March, by the way. January, it is March. February,
by the way, happy
March. Izzo, April, May, June, July. That's what you say when you're a Michigan State fan.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying.
Hair looks good, dude.
Thank you. I'm using a different product.
It looks good. I mean, that's good product.
Is that March product?
It's some sort of like...
This is March product from our barber. It's called
This is March.
It's called something different. That has a cool name though.
Well, it looks fucking sweet.
Thanks, dude.
So does that shirt, dude. You're on point today.
Yeah, this is a Cuts shirt, by the way. I believe they sponsor the pod, so I'll give them a plug because
you can.
Because sure.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck tonight.
All right, let's go green.
Yeah. Let's go green.
Nope.
Go green.
Go green.
Is anyone? Mitt, go green. Nick, go green.
Go green, dude.
Go green.
Can't do it, sorry. Green.
You guys stink.
Go green, dude.
Good luck tonight, Foxy.
Show up, dude. Let's show up.
Go ahead, Pa. I just did my St. Peter's.
Albany money line at home against Hartford.
Okay.
Albany just the better team, I feel like.
So I did say yesterday, no favorites over Jesus. 6 or whatever. Did I even put this team? I have more picks than I thought I did. I didn't put them.
Would you like me to go again while you gather your thoughts?
Well, no. I didn't. For some reason, I didn't put them in the actual bet on FanDuel. I must have forgot this one. But I am going to put it in with, you know what? I'm going to do a parlay of the two big favorites together.
That's sweet.
Taking a FGCU, Florida Gulf Coast University, minus 11. Against North Alabama. Once again, this is a conference tourney game. We're not resting, guys. We got to get the W here. They beat North Alabama by 32 the first time they played this year. Not saying that's going to happen again.
North Alabama historically bounces back in the tournament.
Sure, of course they do.
Historically.
I just think Florida Gulf Coast is the much better team. North Alabama, 2-6 ATS. Their last 7 as a road dog, 3-13 ATS, their last 16 overall, 0-7 ATS, their last 7 versus a team with a winning straight up record. Florida Gulf Coast, I'll lay the 11 there. Okay, Paul.
All right. Holy Cross, money line at home versus American. American 3-15 on the road this year.
Okay. I'm going to take Central Michigan plus the 3.5 versus Miami of Ohio. Oof. I don't love this one.
Nope.
Except for Miami of Ohio is 1-11 ATS in the last 12 as a favorite, and 1-11 ATS in the last 12 road games. Central Michigan's 5-2 ATS, their last seven at home. Give me Central Michigan as a home pup plus a 3.5.
Stetson plus 1.5 at Central Arkansas.
The Hatters?
Covered 5 of 6 road games.
Okay. Another home pup. Vandy. Oof. Plus the 1 at home against Florida. Didn't love this one either, but here we are. You on the other side?
Yeah, or? I'm taking Florida money line. Right, yeah.
You're so
road team in this matchup has won 11 of 16. It did move. Florida was plus 1 this morning. Now it's minus 1 Vandy, so or flipped actually. So Florida money line for me.
Take that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm out.
Oh, you're dead?
Yeah. We went 1 for 1, and you have more picks than I do.
Checks out. Eastern Kentucky plus 4.5 at, jeez.
What, dude?
This one's tough. Eastern Kentucky plus 4.5 against the Owls.
Okay.
Owls have not covered in 6 home games. I mean, I think Eastern Kentucky might win this thing. 4.5 is too much.
Okay.
Milwaukee plus 3 at UIC. Dog in this matchup covered 8 of 11.
You just didn't want to say Kennesaw State? Or?
I always say Kenesa.
No, it's Kennesaw or yeah, something so along those
lines. I just call them the Owls. That's how I do it. Lipscomb money line.
Love it.
Versus North Florida.
Okay.
North Florida 4-14 on the road. San Jose State at Air Force. San Jose State has covered 5 of 7 as a road dog, 5 of 7 on the road, and the underdog in this matchup has covered 5 straight. I'm taking the bait on Wisconsin plus 3 versus Purdue, obviously.
Yeah, I looked at that for a long time.
Wisconsin 11-3 at home. Badgers covered 5 of 6 as a dog. Home team in this matchup covered 7 of 9. Montana State minus 3.5 versus Southern Utah. Montana State 10-1 at home. And this is a prove it to me game. I've been very high on USC.
Yes, it is. Yes, you have.
They're 13-2 at home. The dog in this matchup covered 6 straight. Trojans covered 5 straight as a dog. Give me USC plus 5, my friend.
Okay. That's what you are on. We'll run through them again right now so people have them for tonight. I am on Providence plus the 10. St. Peter's minus 3.5. Toledo plus 2.5. Central Michigan plus 3.5. Vandy plus the 1. And then the favorites of Florida Gulf Coast minus the 11. And Oakland minus the 23 versus IUPUI.
Providence plus 10, Toledo plus 2.5, Eastern Michigan minus 4.5, Albany money line, Holy Cross money line, Stetson plus 1.5, Eastern Kentucky plus 4.5, Milwaukee plus 3, Lipscomb money line, Florida money line, Michigan State plus 5, San Jose State plus 5.5, Wisconsin plus 3, Montana State minus 3.5, and USC plus 5.
Okay, beautiful. Good luck to you tonight.
Good luck to you, dude.
Good luck.
Should be a good night.
Tournaments. Hey, it's March.
This is March.
This is when it counts. Some say.
Yep.
Let's head to the ice.
You're right. This is March. This is when things heat up on the ice.
I like the slate on the ice tonight.
It's a great slate.
I got 3 on the ice tonight.
3. Okay. Here we go. A lot of games too. This is good. Started out New Jersey coming off the back-to-back big win.
Jeez.
Big win last night against.
They have. The Cougars. Yeah.
I mean, there's always a worry when you only fucking play net once every 2 months.
They're going to Columbus. They're going to Columbus.
It was brought up.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Devils 8-18 on the road this season, although they have played a little bit better as of late after the All-Star break. Jackets, second of a 5-game homestand, so they're going to be at home for a while here. 14-12 at home, not bad. Coming off of 2 losses.
Yes, they are.
Tough one to Pittsburgh.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to go with the Jackets on home ice, minus 115 now. No, minus 118 now on the money line.
I got it at minus 118 this morning, 1:30 p.m. I will be riding with you on the CBJs minus 118 versus the Devils, who have nipped me in the butt, I believe, a couple times in this last
week. Pesky Devils.
Pesky Devils, you jumping on?
Or? No, thank you.
Okay, so just Nick and I on the Blue Jackets.
Not going against Putty again.
Maybe this one will intrigue you. The Edmonton Oilers come into Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. The Oilers minus 164 on the road. Flyers plus 136 at home. What do you like there, Gump?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take a chance
60 minute.
On the Flyers at home plus 136. The buzz of the new coach is kind of worn off for Edmonton. We'll see if they can keep stringing things together here.
I'm on the Oilers 60 minute.
Ooh. I don't hate it. Like I said, I'm taking a chance here.
Even money 60 minute there on the Oilers. Flyers. I mean, I can't get
the Flyers stink. I know.
Sure.
I know. Playing for pride.
Yeah.
Not a lot of pride to have in
Philadelphia. Yeah.
Carolina. Oof. No, actually, I'm sorry. Ottawa and Lightning. Oof. I'm staying away from this one, I think. I was leaning that plus 2.5 with Ottawa. Every time we've seen that plus 2.5,
it plays. The 2.5 plays.
But I'm staying away. Carolina going to Detroit. Carolina, I'm going to go minus 130 on the 60-minute money line. They're 18-9 on the road this year. They've won 5 games in a row. Detroit has now lost 2 in a row.
Anything there for you, Paul?
No, thank you.
No, thank you for me either.
No, thank you.
Huh? It's tough. I mean, it's a tough board when fucking Cougars, Texas Hawks.
How about this? How about the Montreal Canadiens plus 180 going to the peg? Take on Winnipeg at home minus 220. Montreal has won 5 in a row. They've now got a winning record under Marty St. Louis. The Jets have lost 4 of their last 5. Upset special for the Habs. I'm on it. Plus 180 on the money line.
Canadians. I'm not going to get greedy. Give me plus 1.5 at minus 140 with the Habs. Thank you.
Okay.
Who's in net?
Carey?
Carey. No, we got Samuel Montembeau.
Oh,
Montembeau. Versus Connor Hellebuck. It's going to be tough.
But, you know, Marty boys Sam, are playing.
Marty Saint.
Marty's got the boys.
The boys are playing.
On a string, dude.
Thinking about jumping on that fucking staring at the Canes 60 minute.
I know.
I may jump on it with you. Too. I haven't decided yet, but go ahead. Sorry, continue.
I like that Canes 60 minute, but fucking Detroit, you know, I'm either with them or against them, and I can never win either way. The Calgary Flames on the road, minus 132 on the money line, go into Minnesota. I will be taking the Flames.
Yep.
Minnesota's been on the road for 4 straight games. They've lost 3 of them. The Flames are 9-1, and their only loss was.
Yeah.
That ass beating to the
Hell
Cougars.
Yeah. We didn't know the Cougars were wearing those jerseys, though. At least I didn't.
Nah, but there was never a doubt there. It had to be Cougars. This one will be Flames minus 132 on the road. The Islanders go to Colorado. Colorado heavy favorites here, minus 310. I'm on them on the 60-minute line.
Okay.
It's minus 175. Maybe just sprinkle that into a parlay or whatnot. San Jose Sharks go to Las Vegas.
Okay.
Sharks plus 220 now. Vegas minus 275. Big home favorites.
Both are cold, huh?
Vegas lost 5 of the last 6.
Vegas
going
stinks.
Into the month.
You take here. A shot on the Sharks?
No. Robin Leonard's first game back tonight since coming off the IR.
Bob Leonard.
Last game he played, he lost 6-0 to Calgary.
It's pretty good.
This is his first game back. I'll take a stab at the Sharks plus 220. I know they've
I don't hate that side. I mean, they both stink.
They're betting the Knights right now.
And then Bruins minus 176 on the
Bruins!
Road.
They played last night,
last night. Big 7-0 win aware. Over the Kings. They're taking on the Ducks tonight. Ducks plus 146 home dogs. I'm going to take the Bees minus 176. Okay. You got to ride the hot hand here, I feel like. I wanted to take the Ducks, but I'm thinking about it right now. The Bruins, they've won 5 in a row.
Ducks lost 2 straight.
Ducks 2-5-1 in their past 8. Like, it's just...
Linus is in net?
I know. I just...
I'll take Bruins 60-minute minus 110, please.
There you go.
Yep. I'm riding the Bruins. It's their time. This is when they get hot. Fucking Linus.
They're a one-line team, but sometimes that's all you need. And the Ducks have not been playing well.
Yeah. I may add the Bruins 60 and the Canes 60 tonight. Maybe later. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it for a second. But I am on the Coils. Jackets and Flames.
The who?
Coilers.
Oh, the Coils.
So I'll give you one quick rundown. I'm on Jackets minus 115, Flyers plus 136, Carolina 60-minute line minus 130, Montreal plus 184, Calgary minus 132, Avs 60-minute money line minus 175, Sharks plus 215, and the Bruins minus 176.
Oh, fucking Rothstein's got a boost tonight. Thank you, Nick. Good luck tonight.
Good luck.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Rothstein's got a boost tonight.
Those Lightning, Hurricanes, and Oilers, Tony, speaking of boosts, all to win plus 250.
I kind of like that one, right?
Yeah, I wasn't picking the Lightning game, but I'm on the I'm on the Flyers, but Oilers could easily win that game.
Nah, I'm going to jump on that one. Jump on that boost. Rothstein for Villanova to cover 9.5. And to score 65 plus total team points.
Yeah, so there was the Baylor one last night that didn't get there either.
That was 70. 65 is a low fucking total. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Fuck, I don't know how Providence is.
There's another one, Duke, Purdue, and Arizona all to win, which we're not taking because that's fucking tough.
Yeah, I think. A
couple 3x2s tonight. Does that mean it's TNT Thursday?
Tuesday.
TNT Tuesday. It's Tuesday?
TNT Tuesdays are back.
There's a hype boy boost, too.
No, there's not. What? Where?
LeBron and Luke at each score 30 plus points.
Ooh.
Plus three Huns.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. That is such a good boost. Let's go.
What a segue into tonight's NBA slate. You know what? Hat tip fucking to Jaw real quick. If you don't think Jaw's the most hype of the hype, man, I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Oh, I love Ja Morant. I got two Ja Morant rookie cards on my desk.
Ooh, hold on to those, pal.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're sweet.
Okay, go ahead. What do you like tonight?
Well, I'm going to go with just start at the top of the slate here. We got the Washington Wizards at home against the Detroit Pistons.
Okay.
Pistons are coming off a buzzer beater win, this emotion. The Wizards got to get back on track here, so we're rooting for the Wizards here to cover the 4.
Okay, 3.5 you can get that, so don't shortchange yourself there, Paul.
Oh, here we go. I hit it at the 4. We got the Boston Celtics.
Get it at the best number.
I'm just saying what I got it at.
I know. I'm saying.
We got the Boston Celtics.
Hot.
Very, very hot. I've been covering a lot of spreads. We got Jason Tatum going off, so we're hoping more of that tonight. Boston Celtics minus 6. Atlanta Hawks are coming into town. Atlanta Hawks stink at defense, Tony.
This is good, dude, because, you know, favorites had a really good last night, so maybe they'll have a good night again tonight.
I don't know what that was supposed to mean.
No, I was just telling you, your favorites had a really good night last night, so maybe they'll have another really good night tonight.
Well, a team that should be favored by more is the Golden State Warriors going into Minnesota. Minnesota coming off another back-to-back, and the Warriors, they got some rest. Klay Thompson's not playing, but Steph Curry, look for him to go off. Let's go. Warriors minus 116 money line.
Let's go. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
And that actually ends all my real picks for the night.
Taking Lakers plus the 5, dude.
No, that's a horrible fucking bet.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I don't know the last time the Lakers covered a game. They haven't won in, what, 8?
Jeez.
It's, yeah.
Jiminy Crickets.
Yikes.
It's bad. The only thing that you can take in that Lakers game is boost, or you can take LeBron to score 30 plus. It's plus 114. And then you can also parlay that with Jason Tatum to score 26.5 or over that. Dude. Sorry. And then throw in the Boston Celtics money line, Steph Curry to score 30 plus, and Anthony Edwards over 19.5, Tony.
Fucking Mavs are hot. 4-0 ATS, so that's 4. Thank you for your service.
Hey, baby, Mitt.
Good luck tonight, Mitt.
Let's go, Mitt.
Hey, love you, Mitt.
You're hard at your dude.
Love you, Mitt.
Mitt.
I am fucking due, man. This has been a long time. All-Star break and then, like, a drought right after All-Star break is the fucking worst.
Since a winner for
tonight's
him.
Tonight, Mitt. Tonight's night, okay, Paul?
Okay, it's not like I've been going over.
Nobody said you were, dude. You said that.
You're piling on yourself, my friend.
I know. Warriors. I get upset, dude. I'm an emotional gambler.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
That's how it goes, my friend.
Gotta do what you gotta emotional. Do. Anything else?
Real Sociedad tomorrow in La Liga.
Okay.
Draw no bet. They're minus 165 now. I mean, it is a them money line plus 130 against Mallorca feels like a that's great value there, my friend.
Great value.
Yeah. Sociedad, good squad.
Trying to look at something real quick. The win margin. No, never mind. No. Oh, second half spread. Oakland's second half spread is 11.5. If you think IUPI's five guys are going to be tired,
they can't drag anybody out.
Apparently, they had tryouts.
Open
tryouts, and then after the tryouts, they said, "Where? No, we'll just."
How far is IUPUI?
It's three here. Blocks north.
How can you even tell us there was open tryouts, man?
I did not know that there were open tryouts playing for the IUPUI Jaguars, dude.
What? You say tryouts?
You could go.
Is that like a clever pun? Or
IUPUI total points over under 49.5.
What? I could have been playing tonight?
Yeah, dude.
Jeez.
Something to think about.
It's too late now.
Can I get an SGP going on this thing, though? You can't. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be getting down on Oakland at some point tonight, some way. So we'll see how that goes.
What happened? More breaking news? Or? The more it feels like Mason Rudolph is going to be fucking slinging
why?
The pill. For
what happened? What made you think that?
We started today. Mason Rudolph is our starter.
That's not true at all.
Steelers GM.
Yeah, they started today with he's their starter.
Yeah.
But there's also reports that they are highly.
The good news is.
Highly interested in fucking Jimmy G, Mitch, Jameis. Why?
All those guys stink. The good news is if Mason is the starter, I won't feel bad about them just openly losing.
Get Carson, dude.
I might have to take this helmet off my desk if Mason starts the season.
Rob Manfred will talk at 5 p.m. This should be fucking electric.
No, Nick, you get one of those guys who you give him a second chance. If it doesn't work out, you take a guy next year. It's fucking.
Yeah, it's not going to work out, but that's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand you have to have someone throw the ball around.
You can't trot Mason out there and say you're trying to win football games.
No, I agree. That's why I'm okay if they do trot him out there. I will know what the plan is.
Okay, I understand.
I'm on board with that. If you are an organization, and this is why I can't say in the Pirates, like if you are an open rebuild type situation, okay, I respect that. You know, let the fans know what you're doing, what the plan is. If you are still fucking shilling that you're trying to win games and you're doing things that obviously say the otherwise, mm-hmm. Can't respect it. Can't have it.
Won't have it.
Mason ain't got it.
Huh?
Mason doesn't got it.
I don't think so.
What round did he go in? Second, third?
Third.
No, that's not bad. Third. He's had a good career.
Third. Yeah, second, third or fourth.
Right?
Him and James Washington were back-to-back rounds. I can't remember which one went first.
James was second.
When the Saints take Book.
Ian?
Yeah.
Sixth, I think.
Oh, okay. He was good. What? He fucking...
All right.
That might have been the greatest fucking performance by a defense of all time, that Monday nighter.
All right.
He gets sacked 27 times.
Yeah, it was a tough night for him. Tough night for him. They almost, you know, that game was late. Close to late.
That was awesome.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.